This is KUNM. I'm Megan Kamrick. Approvals for companies to drill for oil and gas on U.S. public lands are on pace this year to reach their highest level since George W. Bush was president. That finding from an Associated Press analysis of government drilling data underscores President Joe Biden's reluctance in the face of industry and Republican resistance to more forcefully curb climate-changing emissions from fossil fuels. The Interior Department approved about 2,500 permits to drill on public and tribal lands in the first 6 months of this year. That includes more than 2,100 approvals since Biden took office January 20th. New Mexico and Wyoming had the largest number of approvals. Biden campaigned last year on a pledge to end new drilling on federal lands to rein in climate-changing emissions. His pick to oversee those lands, Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, was an adamant opponent of drilling on federal lands while in Congress representing New Mexico and a co-sponsor of the liberal Green New Deal. But the steps taken by the administration to date on fossil fuels are more modest. Those include a temporary suspension on new oil and gas leases on federal lands that a judge blocked last month, blocked petroleum sales in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, and cancellation of the Keystone XL oil pipeline from Canada. Because vast fossil fuel reserves already are under lease, those actions did nothing to slow drilling on public lands and waters that account for about a quarter of U.S. oil production. Residents in Las Cruces were picking up the pieces today, a day after a powerful storm left a trail of toppled trees, washed out roads, and downed power lines. The Las Cruces Sun News reports crews around the city are hauling away massive trees and other debris. The storm yesterday originated in the Roswell and Clovis areas, but then picked up steam over the Sacramento Mountains. The result was a massive storm system that brought powerful winds and rain. It walloped Las Cruces sometime after 7 p.m. before moving on to Texas. Winds around southern New Mexico from Las Cruces to Santa Teresa were as high as 80 to 90 miles an hour. The weather also led the New Mexico Department of Transportation to shut down U.S. 70 at San Augustine Pass. It wasn't just rain and wind wreaking havoc in places. A dust storm also hit east of Lawrenceburg last night, causing a pileup on I-10. Virgin Galactic's shares have turned sharply lower after the spaceflight company said it's made arrangements to sell up to $500 million in stock. The disclosure comes a day after founder Richard Branson briefly rocketed into space from New Mexico aboard Virgin's winged space plane for the first time in what was the company's highest profile flight yet, as it looks to begin taking up customers next year. Trading in the stock was briefly halted shortly after the stock market opened. It ended the day down more than 17%, but it's still up 71.5% so far this year. The company didn't reveal the timing of the proposed stock sale, but said it plans to use the net proceeds to fund manufacturing, develop its spaceship fleet, and make infrastructure improvements, among other expenses, according to a filing. Virgin Galactic already has more than 600 reservations from would-be space tourists, with tickets initially costing $250,000 apiece. The company received clearance from the Federal Aviation Commission last month to begin taking paying customers into space from its facilities in New Mexico, something the company has said it's looking to start doing next year. This is KUNM.